21st Century Journalistic Writing. I am Jake Russell, and today we are going to be talking about quarantining and the coronavirus.
I am Mark Liberco. I'm a junior.
I'm Ashton Steen. I'm a junior.
I'm Isabel Cloder, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Avery Plotty, and I am a junior.
I'm Alicia Horney, and I'm a sophomore.
So I am actually currently in quarantine right now. I was exposed 2 weeks ago. Now I am at home, and I'm wearing a mask anytime that I am not inside of my room with the door closed, because we're taking this pretty seriously. I don't think I have the coronavirus, but there's always the chance that I could be asymptomatic, and I don't want to risk spreading it to my family. And I think one of the most difficult things about quarantine is doing online school. I think it's pretty difficult because not all of the classes that I'm taking have Zoom meetings or Google Meet options or online resources available to you. So it makes it pretty difficult to know what you're doing and to figure out the homework and the tests that are coming up, or to know what happened in that day of class.
I was quarantined for 14 days, and in that 14 days, definitely the hardest thing was simply staying up to date on my school. And for the first week, I just completely blew it off because I couldn't motivate myself to do anything. Then it caused a whole bunch of problems, not knowing what to do and not knowing what I needed to do. And I definitely agree with you, Jacob, that that's a very difficult part of quarantining.
I had to quarantine for a couple days for my tests, and I have to agree, it was a little difficult. Almost all of my teachers either had a Google Meet they recorded the class, so it was easy for me to take notes. But some teachers, they just told me what they did, and that was it. I had no idea what to go off, and I had to contact my friends and ask what was going on. But I only had to go through, 2 days of that, and I can't even imagine what 2 weeks would be like.
So do you guys prefer going on Google Meets and having, Zoom meetings during classes instead of just doing the work that they assigned?
I would say so. When I'm going on a Google Meet or a Zoom meeting, it allows me to actually, see what's happening in class, and it allows me to hear what's actually going on and being talked about. If it's just on Google Classroom or, online resources where I'm learning on my own, it's a lot more difficult, I think.
So if we were to go all online for school, just prediction-wise, would you think that this would somewhat feel what it would be like?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is pretty accurate on how things would have to go. I think it would probably be a combination between some classes would have meetings and stuff occasionally, and then other times you would probably just work at home and try to get caught up on the things that you need to do.
And since we have off days to go every other day, did you find that nice that you had 2 days to get all of the information from one class? Or your classes, you have 2 days to get all that information before you got new information? Or was that, did that create more of a problem because you had that homework and then class on top of that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty nice to have the extra day. I don't think it makes too big of a difference because I would probably be able to get most of my work done on the night that it is assigned. But having that extra day really does help. It makes it easier for me, so I have a completely new day to work on more stuff that the teacher assigns.
So are y'all glad that we're still in school, or would you rather we go completely virtual like a lot of the schools around us?
In my opinion, I think we should stay in school, but in a hybrid situation, because I think it's limiting the exposure rates, but the school itself has not had many coronavirus cases that I know of. In class, it's mostly extracurricular activities or co-curricular activities. But I think this hybrid model is working really well with our school to keep the virus contained.
Well, I have two things kind of going on with what Isabel said, but kind of in opposition to it. The only reason I originally wanted school to continue in a hybrid model was to keep activities available for me. Is that conceded? A little bit. But you know what? Just roll with it. So now that activities have been canceled, I don't really have a preference. I just think it'll be a bit harder to continue to move forward in our learning, because I know last year when we went all online, I didn't really do any work or anything. And then this year, I wasn't behind because we all just moved back to where we were last year.
I have to agree with Ashim on that. I like the hybrid system because we can stay in school. And I've heard from people from other schools it can be really stressful to be online. And I felt that in March when we were online. I just didn't feel any motivation to do school because it was online. And it wasn't also required, so that could have also been my motivation part. But I thought it was just hard to pay attention in class because you had so many other things that could be distracting you at your house.
I feel like I learn in school also. Like, I actually get the information because I don't have those distractions like I would at home.
Yeah. That's another point. Like, even though we're in hybrid and we're social distancing and trying to avoid, like, contact and everything, it's still a lot more interactive when you're face-to-face with somebody. It can be easier to communicate and, like, ask questions when you're in person rather than online.
And not only is it hard on students, it's even harder on teachers because they have to try to teach all these kids that are online. And that can be really difficult because some students might not understand this or this, and then explaining everything online can be really difficult as well.
Yeah. But then there's also the teachers have to teach their lesson twice. Yeah. And then for how many class periods they do have that specific class. So they're doing double what they would have done for full online or full in school.
I know a lot of teachers said on our first day, because we're the second day, they felt like it was Groundhog Day, the movie Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. They just kept repeating themselves. And I could, after a long time, that can be very frustrating.
On the bright side of that point, I know, like, every once in a while our math teacher, our pre-calc teacher, has been gone or is, like,
she's in quarantine.
Is in quarantine currently.
Yeah, she's
quarantine. Or, like, for online students, people who are in quarantine, it's hard. They can't necessarily make it to the class time that they have. So it's kind of nice to have two lessons then, so that if our teacher's gone, then she can record the previous day's lesson so that we can just watch her teach.
Mm-hmm.
Or if online kids can't make it to their lesson time, then they can go to the previous days and get the same lesson. There's just a little bit more flexibility there.
Yeah, that teacher was one of the teachers that recorded a class for me, and when I came back to school that next week, I felt like I didn't miss anything.
I definitely feel like the math department has been doing the best at supporting quarantine students, because as far as I know, all the math teachers just record, like, their
a
lessons,
class period, yeah.
And then students can watch it at any time. And I know for me personally, that's just a much less stressful situation to be in, because I know I can always access the information.
To me, that seems like such an easy thing to do. Like, just you're already teaching it, just record your lesson and put it on Google Classroom, and I don't know why more teachers aren't utilizing that option.
I have to agree with that. My anatomy class, she records every lesson, and she puts it up there. There's a certain spot in Google Classroom you can look, and she has those notes. Even if you don't understand, you can even go back into Google Classroom and replay it.
Yeah,
you
have the options to re-listen.
Yeah.
But, like, there's some teachers, if you're in quarantine, you have to let them know that, like, you want this specific lesson, then they'll give you the notes for it. They don't just put it online for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of schools that went to full virtual, the big problem that they had that made them, like, change what they were doing was that they didn't have very many teachers that could teach, because a lot of them went into quarantine. And I know in Mount Vernon, I can only think of one that's in quarantine, our pre-calc teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the high school, at least.
Yeah. And so I think as long as all of our, or most of our teachers stay healthy, we'll be fine to stay in hybrid for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but then we also have to pull in Thanksgiving. We'll see if people actually continue with this, like staying 6 feet away, staying away from large groups of people, because Thanksgiving is a time of everyone gathering. So we'll see if it rises in cases, which could affect school eventually.
And if not Thanksgiving, definitely by Christmas, there will be a big rise in cases.
Yeah, definitely.
You saw it after Halloween.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I think the holidays are going to really affect a number of cases.
I know my family usually has like a big gathering with all of, we have like a huge family, so it's a lot of people. But we canceled our Thanksgiving one this year. We haven't canceled our Christmas one yet, so we'll see where that goes. But we'll see how many people still have their like family gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully there's a vaccine that's in the final stages of the experiment or final stages of being
created.
Approved, yes.
If it does end up getting approved earlier than that, it probably wouldn't get to us for a while still because it goes to
medical personnel
and elderly. It's going to go to the people that are
at risk,
like most at risk in the health people. Yeah, hopefully this is all gone by flu season because that's going to be a mess if it isn't.
Flu season could improve because of masks.
Yeah, but with the flu-like symptoms, it could.
Yeah.
Doubling up on COVID and the flu, baby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Do you guys usually get flu shots? And if you don't, will you get one this year because of COVID?
I normally don't get flu shots. I do not know if I will get one because of COVID this year.
Okay.
I just always get sick after I get a flu shot.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like,
so I'm just, me personally, the flu shot just scares me
all the time for some reason, and I don't get flu shots.
But do you think COVID's going to make it a bigger point for you to get the flu shot? So then,
I don't know exactly. I haven't gotten it yet at all.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I've already gotten my flu shot. We're on it this year.
Look at you.
I mean,
same here, Ashlyn.
Go off. Okay. My sister, on the other hand, she's a little worrier, and she does not handle shots well. So she doesn't usually get the flu shot. So my parents are going to have to drag her in sometime. So that's going to be fun to experience.
How about you, Mark?
I always get the flu shot, so I assume I'll get one this year.
Yeah, I've already gotten one. It's not a torturous thing. It's just a shot.
How about you, Jacob? Did you get a flu shot this year?
Yeah, I did. I usually get one as it is.
This has been the Mustang Moon Podcast. Thanks for listening.